Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, our loves.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug.
Hey.
Hello, I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 714 of the Hucklebug.
Yes.
This is an important number. We're going to find out why a little bit later.
I know you've been waiting patiently.
For 10 episodes, I think.
And that's what I was wondering. So now you've just told me that.
Well, because you thought it was for 704.
Exactly.
And then you said it was not 704. Yes. So I don't even know what it is, you guys. Oh. We're going to find out together later.
You didn't cheat. You didn't cheat and go out and look.
No, no.
You're so kind.
Gang, we have a rip this week. A very sad rip.
And so sad.
So sad. Terry Garr passed away.
The wonderful comedic actress, Terry Garr. So good.
One of the best guests David Letterman ever had on the show.
Yes. A beautiful person, inside and out.
Yes. Just wonderful. So funny. So just like naturally funny. Like she can sit and be funny.
Yes. And of course, many of you know her from Tootsie. Academy Award nomination.
That's right.
But of course, she will always to me be Inga.
Oh, from Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. Would you like to have a roll in the hay? Roll in the hay.
She was also in Mr. Mom. A very big movie of my formative years. We watched Mr. Mom was one of the first, when we first got a VCR, Mr. Mom was one of the few movies that we had.
Oh, nice.
So that's one that we watched quite a lot.
Is that the one with the sandpaper line? 220, 222.
Yes, 220, okay. 222, whatever it takes. it is. And she's been in millions of things. Everybody knows.
Well, but here's the thing for me with Terry.
Uh-huh.
Not Terry, my loved cousin, but Terry Garr.
Right.
And you, my sweet young friend, were probably being born at this time.
Could be.
Because it probably came after Young Frankenstein that I realized. I read this and knew it. No, you don't remember. In 1968, the Monkees,
came out with a movie.
And the movie was called Head. Yes. And it was a total flop. Yep. Kids didn't understand it. Adults hated it. But Terry Garr had one line in that movie. And if you have the soundtrack of the movie Head, which of course I do.
Of course.
In between songs, they put in like little pieces of dialogue from the movie.
Yeah.
And right before the song, and I think the song is Can You Dig It? You will hear a young lady saying, suck it before the venom reaches my heart. That was Terry Garr.
She
was in that movie with one line.
Is that her one line?
I will love her forever. For that only.
Just for that.
But of course, and I didn't know.
Because of course,
I checked out early in the show. But she was Phoebe's mother on Friends.
Yep.
Talk about casting.
Oh, yeah.
That's great casting.
That's perfect casting.
Even though I never saw it, but that's great casting.
I had stopped watching by that time as well, but I had forgotten that she was in that.
But I will forever love that. And she had MS for like 25 years.
She lived
with it for so long.
It's the worst.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Terry Garr. We love you. Thank you so much for all the smiles and laughs you brought to so many people.
And I truly think that she knew how much people loved her for.
Oh, I think so as well. And you know, Terry Garr is one of these people. I never heard a bad word about her. And I don't want to hear them, so don't tell me anything.
No.
Rest in peace, Terry Garr. Bless your heart. Let's do some shout outs. They're all on Facebook this week. Thanks, guys. That makes me feel good. I got to be honest. We're shouting under the episode on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
And our first shout out is for Tina. Stand in the place where you live.
Now leave us a comment. And of course, again, we did not decide.
We did not. What. You go ahead.
Glad you liked my song. And yes, Denny, you had the right song, just a different artist.
Yeah, I had to go back.
Not sure if you can see my attachment as it's Instagram, but thought Bette would especially like it. And boy, did I watch it and did I like it. It's very short, people. If you go there, it's just somebody opening the door on Halloween and two little dogs dressed as Chucky, you know, yeah, the little doll from the movies.
Yeah, the Chucky.
It's perfect. It's perfect, Tina. Thank you so much.
It is cute as hell. I saw an adorable reel on Thanksgiving night of somebody's dog. It was like a border collie or Australian shepherd or one of these wicked smart dogs. And he was handing out candy to the kids. And he learned just through the course of the evening how to do it, because when the first kids come, he's just excited and wagging his tail and saying hi to the dog. Or wagging his butt, mostly, because he doesn't have a tail. And, and just greeting the kids. But then he's seeing that mom is taking candy and giving it to the kids. So then he's picking up a candy and throwing it on the floor in front of the kids, and then picking up a candy and throwing it on the floor. But by the end of the night, he's getting them into the bags and everything. It's good. It was a long reel.
Oh, man.
And then we have a comment. This comment, it says pictures that are not in Bellingham, Whatcom, Skagit, or Island counties, but this is actually from Doug. He just was posting on the wrong account.
We are the Doug.
We are the starter.
And she
that's
saw
you, so you should
see that picture of a goose that I think you posted last time. Mm-hmm. Taking Mr. Bill to look out the window. Well, Mr. Bill has now been eaten. His squeaker has eaten. But I tell you, aunt that I am, I have a new Mr. Bill.
Oh, it's on the way.
It'll come on Thanksgiving when we go to visit Taylor and Allison. I've got a new Mr. Bill for Goose.
A new Mr. Bill for Goose. That's good. Thanks, Dougie.
Yeah.
Doug also says, we are the Doug, et cetera, et cetera. He says, Tina, Summer Breeze, I like to think I have a pretty well-rounded songbook, but how the hell did I miss this? Lead tenor line is amazing. Thanks. So Doug's not the only one who went out and listened to the Isley Brothers version of this song, Summer Breeze, which I have never heard ever. I also like to think of myself as fairly well-rounded, and I do know a couple songs by the Isleys, but I don't know that one. It is the same song as Pablo Cruz. It's not Pablo Cruz. Who is it? Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts.
Which they wrote. It's their song, but then the Isley Brothers covered it in the late 60s. And it is. It's great. I wonder if that was maybe only popular in England, and maybe that's why we haven't heard it.
Maybe so.
Tina replies, stand in the place where you live,
et cetera, et cetera.
She says, Doug, thank you. Being the youngest of five children, I grew up with music from a few decades. This is a song that just makes me have memories like it was yesterday. You want to be Doug? We could just trade off.
Well, and she says, Tina also says, me too. My three big brothers are
That's Doug saying that.
Oh, so okay. Tina says, my eldest sister, who was 18 years older than me, was born in 1948, so you can imagine what was being listened to. All of my family loved music, so I grew up listening to stuff from every era, and I feel very fortunate. And Tina, so do I. You know, my dad brought us the Kingston Trio and blues music and Ray Charles. Yeah. And, oh, Tina, come sit by me. That's all I have to say. We'll listen to some music.
I did the same thing, though. I mean, I have to be honest, not too much from my mom.
I think you discovered a lot on your own.
I did discover a lot on my own, but I also was like, my dad likes Sinatra and big bands. And so I started listening to big bands and Sinatra and that sort of thing. Around like my college years when I was getting to know my dad better, because honestly, I didn't know my dad too well before I graduated high school. Which sounds crazy. I mean, I knew him, but we didn't know each other. We never lived in the same state until I went moved away to college. And then we saw each other much more regularly.
Stenny, you and me, last night I was watching a game show on the Game Show Network where you had to pick one of two answers. And it was associated with the color blue. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. The guy picked Sammy Davis Jr. How can you not know Old Blue Eyes? Where did this kid grow up?
Well, you know, not these days. These days, nobody knows. Nobody knows anymore.
Oh.
So those are our shout outs on the, I think there's one, there's two more on the missive.
Two more on the missive.
Let's go up to the missive.
And I did hit newest.
So this time, yes.
Your turn first.
Yes, Kelly with an I.
Hi!
She says, I'm behind answering my last song. I think she means her last, the last question we asked.
The last song you want to hear, yes.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, the last song you ever want to hear. I went to San Francisco over the weekend to see E. Brandi Carlile, This Time Tomorrow would be my current choice for my last song.
Ooh!
Bet the skeleton sounded like such fun. I'm so glad we got a goose pick. Stenny, glad you had a nice visit with your sibs. Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. And the skeletons, they went all the way to Halloween, and I had so much fun.
What was their big Halloween?
Well, their final one, well, the night before the final one, they were all out with just sheets over them, holding their little bags. Mm. And it said, awaiting the great pumpkin.
Aww.
And one guy had a little sign that said, I got a rock.
I got a rock. Right? Did his sheet have all these holes in it?
But the last night, Halloween night, they were in costumes earnest. One guy was a hot dog. Oh, one guy was a pirate. And then the next day, I drove by, and they were all gone.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what that family does at Christmas time, which will probably be soon.
Oh, that's right.
Our final shout-out this week is for Lily!
And she says, hey, kids, how was trick-or-treating this year?
Non-existent.
I didn't even turn on the porch light. I don't care anymore.
I don't have a porch light.
Okay. I do, and it has a lot of juice in it.
I have one, but it comes on automatically.
She said, well, like me, we got no one, and then I was up in my bathroom washing my face when I heard a bunch of teenagers in costumes out front. I threw open the window and said, wait there. And I ran downstairs to offload some of the candy. That's fantastic.
Good deal.
They seemed most excited about the Haribo twin worms, which had come in a variety pack and I'd never heard of before. Oh, that's fantastic that you got to unload some of your candy.
That is good. At least you got one.
Yeah.
One you can go, here you go, have as much as you want. Take it.
The last time I gave out candy, I had to chase two kids around the yard to give.
Come over here. I have candy.
Oh, Lily, glad you had it. A good thing. It ended in a good way.
I've never had a trick-or-treater in the entire time I've lived in this apartment.
I remember when you lived in California, and I think you had one kid, and I think you gave him some Smarties, or you gave him something. You gave him something moldy, maybe.
When I lived on Walnut Street in California, it was the only time this has ever happened. I assumed I wasn't going to get any trick-or-treaters, so I didn't buy any candy. And a kid knocked on my door. And I gave him a granola bar, because that was all I had. And it was covered in chocolate, so, you know.
Well, that's not bad, right?
Terrible. I mean, you know. It's better than an apple.
Right.
But not by much. Not by much. Anyway, thank you guys for your shout-out.
Thank you. This year... Uh-huh. Taylor and Allison in their house in Charlottesville. They knew what happened last time. So they had enough candy to sit on the porch and give out because apparently a lot of kids come by their house.
Yeah.
The year before, they ran out of candy like a half an hour in. Mm-hmm. And Allison said, Taylor was going in the kitchen and getting out cans of green beans and corn, which is so Taylor. I just cannot even imagine.
Here's a can of green beans for you. I mean, you know, last night I didn't even have that, so I'm glad they didn't knock. I'm glad nobody knocked on the door last night.
Oh, I had nothing. I wouldn't have answered the door. No, I had nothing.
I just wouldn't have bothered answering the door because I had zero. All right, let's move on with the show. Thank you guys
for
your shout out.
Show people.
I have a movie.
Oh,
my movie is Wicked Little Letters. I watched it.
Oh gosh!
While I was working. Now, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't going to be honest. I was going to just pass this off, but this time I am going to be honest.
No, be honest.
I was watching. I liked it. I will say this. I liked it. I loved the creative cursing. But I wasn't really what I was doing. I was working on my paint by numbers while it was on. So I really only listened to this movie. I did look up and watch from time to time. But the truth of the matter is, this is kind of a cheat because I didn't really watch it. I mostly just listened to it. But I loved listening to it, but I was just so engrossed in my painting, you guys. I had a difficult time looking up. And I know that's cheating, and I'm sorry. You all have my apology, my sincere apology. I did not give this movie the attention it deserves.
Did you ever see Timothy Spall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I saw him.
Okay.
I watched. I would recognize any of the actors if they passed me in the street. Well, maybe not all of them, but most of them. You know, I'm like, oh, that lady was on Doc Martin. That lady, and I've seen that guy before in this, and so forth. So you know, I mean, I looked up from time to time. I knew what everybody looked like, but no, I was mostly just listening, not actually watching. So I did really like it, though. I loved the little theme of feminism that was running through it that I was not really expecting to hear. And I loved the woman police officer. They kept calling her a woman police officer.
Right.
It was good. I liked it. A big thumbs up for Wicked Little Letters. One of these days I will watch it again with my eyes.
Well, but I'm so happy you watched that.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. Well, you know, and I love Olivia Colman. And it's funny to me, the very first thing I saw Olivia Colman in was Peep Show. That was such a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh. I may have seen her in that. And
I had completely forgotten that she was in it. She was David
Mitchell's. I remember her in Fleabag.
Yeah. Oh, God, she was amazing in Fleabag. Fleabag is when I, like, sat up and took notice of her. But Peep Show... I watched her on Peep Show years ago, and she didn't make too much of an impression on me, but it was fun. I was watching it again the other day, and I'm like, God, Olivia Colman's all over this show. I don't remember seeing her in this. So she didn't make much of an impression on me then, but she sure does now. She's gone on leaps and bounds since then.
And it's funny because she plays a lot of older characters like the Queen.
Right.
And she's not that old.
No, she's got an old.
She goes back and forth. She can transition people.
She's like Jessica Fletcher. In that way. I mean, I just mean she was like when she was in The Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Angela Lansbury is the name of the actress. I knew I would come up with it eventually. She played Lawrence Harvey's mother in that movie.
And she was not that old, exactly.
She was either a year older than him or like maybe even a year younger. She just always presented as older. So I think Olivia is a bit like that. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, there's my big movie and a big thumbs up for Wicked Little Letters. Everybody should check that one out. It's a little gem.
Yeah.
Now, Bette is going to tell us.
It is time.
She's going to tell.
Well, this is episode 714 of The Hucklebug, you know, I got it wrong once. Mm-hmm. But I asked Stans earlier, did you cheat and go see what it was? And she said, no.
No, I just remembered that you thought it was for 703. It was when we were doing 703 when you said next week is a really good one.
Well, and I have something to say about that as well.
Okay.
But all right. 714.
Yeah.
Do you know what 714 means?
I don't. I've been waiting.
714 was the badge number of Mr. Joe Friday, Jack Webb, in dun 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 dun. And, you know, I watch, I have MeTV.
My name's Friday.
A lot of old shows. And there are times I just have to watch Dragnet because it's so dated.
It's so horribly dated.
That it can be hilarious, especially when it's about teenagers and drugs. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's Joe Friday in a kid's face saying, "Oh, you think you're going to smoke marijuana? You think you're hip and making the scene? And you want to take LSD?" And when that happens, all I can think of is that episode of Seinfeld with Officer Bookman when Jerry has the overdose.
Yes, God, I fucking love Bookman.
What's his name? Philip Baker Hall, I think, yes. Was Bookman.
Yeah,
he was totally channeling Joe Friday for that.
Oh, 100%.
And the thing of it is, I have seen clips of, actually, of Jack Webb on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, where they would do skits and he would be Jack Friday.
Yeah.
And he thought it was funny, too.
Yeah.
But that was 7:14.
Okay.
The thing. But the reason I was thinking 7:04 could be the episode, it was still special.
Uh-huh.
And I now know why. 7:04, All in the Family.
Hmm.
The Bunkers lived on 7:04 Hauser Street.
Hauser Street, that's right.
And that is why people, I remember things that have no use in the real world.
Whatsoever.
Well, these are the things I remember in my life.
But if you go to pub trivia, it's very helpful.
Oh, if I would ever do a trivia show, yeah. I might do okay. But there you go. A bit of a, but you know, that's 7:14.
Hey, listen,
I've been pimping it for weeks.
If you guys think that's good, wait till you hear my pet story later. This is a very mediocre episode of The Hucklebug, everybody, just so you know. I have a binge watch.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this because you told me what you had been watching.
So it's I went to Netflix to watch The Bake Off, of course.
Yes.
I don't know. I think this was last week. It was last Saturday. I went to Netflix to watch The Bake Off. And I noticed that I still had something in my queue that showed that there were new episodes. And I was like, oh yeah, of course, there's follow-up episodes. I'd forgotten that there would be, but there are follow-up episodes for the documentary Simone Biles Rising.
Oh, well, I knew there would be, but I didn't know they were already
up. They are up. Yes, they are
up.
It's just two episodes, and I think the first part of it was also just two episodes. I don't know if binge watch is the right thing to call it, but it isn't a movie, so we don't know what else. We don't know what other category it would go under other than binge watch.
Well, it takes a while to watch, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're about 45 minutes each. It's not that big. But the first two episodes, Bet and I watched just before the Olympics, which was, you know, all of the preparation and hard work that came with it for Simone. And then the last two episodes that are out now, the first one is, you know, preparations for going to Paris, qualifying. Uh-huh. And then the last episode is Paris. So it's all stuff we know, like we know how it ends because we watched the Olympics.
Right.
But, you know, it's a deeper dive because obviously, if you watched any of the Olympics, I'm sure you saw a lot of Simone Biles this summer,
right. But
not like this. So, you know, there's a little extra.
Oh, well, I have so got to do that. Whoa.
It's good, but it's no information that we didn't already have, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just felt like,
but
for completion's sake, I should watch
the rest. I just adore her.
Me too.
Because when Rebecca Andrade won the floor exercise, Simone was the first to say, boy, she deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
She knows she's the greatest, but she knows she was the best that night.
Yes. And
she knows who she is.
And that's in there, too.
Oh.
Well, in there, too. But it's good, and yeah, for the sake of completion, certainly. So I don't know if anybody watched the beginning of Simone Biles Rising before the Olympics like Bette and I did, but if you did, The last two episodes are now available also on
Netflix. And if you didn't, you could go back.
You could always watch all of them right now, all four. Mm. Boom, 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 boom.
No suspense. You know she won. But
that's right. That's true. There's no suspense now. All right. What do you got for us, Ben?
Well, I have something. I'll try to keep it short, people. I swear.
Good.
It's called The Banking Horror.
Ah! I think that's good for Halloween.
Ah! Stab. Yes, my bank, which when I first went to them and defaulted from BB&T and Truist, I went to a bank called First Century.
Okay.
Which I adored. Absolutely adored. They gave me the mortgage.
First Century Bank?
First Century Bank.
And it was a client called First Century Bank. I don't know if it's the same First Century Bank.
No, it's not. They don't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
But they were almost a local bank, just a few offices in West Virginia, in Virginia. Okay. And they were the people who gave me my mortgage to buy the Potterosa.
Nice.
So I will always love them.
Of course.
Then, of course, it came that they were changing to a place called Summit Community Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when, the week that they transitioned, somebody stole $715.42 out of my bank account.
Oh, I remember that.
Right. By writing a check, the check number that I had written for $50, they wrote the same check number for $715. 42.
That's a very specific amount.
Oh, yeah. And so I freaked the hell out, and I went into these people who were still working at the local branch. And the wonderful Thomas researched and researched, and he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Somebody has apparently hacked you before they got fired, and they took your money." And they gave me my money back.
Well, that's good.
So I was okay. And it was Summit. And I've been happy with Summit since. They're very nice people. They all still work there.
Yeah.
But now, and I've known this for a little while, but it didn't happen until very recently that we got the little book of transition.
Yeah.
We are now going, Summit Bank is now going to be called Burke and Herbert Bank.
Which Burke and Herbert.
Stupid name.
Ooh.
And in fact, my wonderful friend Rhonda, who was the human of Tiger Boo, Milo's girlfriend, came into the office one day and she said, "Have y'all heard about Burke and Herbert?" Which I always call Bert and Ernie Bank.
Yes, of course.
They're now going to be Bert and Ernie Bank.
Bert and Ernie Bank.
But they sent us this book, and it is as clear as mud. And they were telling us, we're going to switch on November 1st. Well, it's past that.
Right.
But November 11th, you can't use your new debit card. If you have things coming out of your bank account, you have to change the routing number. Or if they're coming off of your card, you have to change your card number. Jesus. And I was just freaking the fuck out. I'm sorry to cuss, but I was. And
I don't give a shit if you cuss on this show, just as an FYI.
But one day this week at lunch, when I was eating in the office, I got out all of my previous bank statements and was looking around at all of the things that come out. My therapy, BetterHelp, comes out.
Yep.
Netflix comes out, can't lose that, and Apple Plus, that comes out.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's only $10, but I could lose Apple Plus. There's nothing there anymore. But now I have to go and learn all those passwords and, change things, routing numbers,
what a pain
change
in the
card
ass.
Numbers,
oh,
and
God,
whatever.
It's so big.
I just hate the fact that they're fucking with my mind and making me do other things.
Sucks so hard. I'm so sorry. Well, it's not a bad since you have to do all that shit anyway. It's not a bad time to just change banks if you decide maybe.
Changing from me to them might be as good as changing from me to somebody else in town. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
It's all going
to
be a big pain in the ass right. anyway, so oh, might as well.
God, you know, just a thing I don't need in my life. Just give me my old
so bank. It's bad. It's bad enough that, you know, every 4 years I have to go on Amazon and update, you know, the expiration date on everything. Oh, it's terrible. I'm so sorry. That's awful. And they should not have to do that.
Well,
they're doing
and
it because
you know,
they want to. They want to switch everybody over to theirs.
Well, and you know, I came to love Summit Community Bank.
Right.
But I don't know how I feel about Burt and Dirty Bank anymore.
Fuck
they
Burt
might
Dirty
be
Bank.
Horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe I will go to another place.
Yeah, like, what's
town.
The point of jumping through all these hoops? What if
right.
they stop?
I'll miss Thomas if I do, though. Thomas
yeah.
Locks.
You rule, Thomas.
I want to hear some pet stories.
I have a pet story. It's really not much of a pet story. I just want to warn everybody, but you know, we're over time anyway, so I'll just be quick. This is actually from a little while back, but I was thinking about it last night as I was brushing Lincoln and realizing I had zero to talk about on the show today. So Lincoln, a couple of months ago, I think around the end of August, I think, I noticed that his coat was getting really matted. And he's not a long-haired cat. He's a short-haired cat.
Well, I was thinking, how does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had a short-haired cat get his coat matted. Buster's the only one who ever had mats in his coat, and he had long hair. And he didn't have them very often because I brushed him religiously, and he enjoyed being brushed. But Lincoln, you know, I've got a comb, I've got a couple, you know, like I said, the short-haired cats, I've never had to deal with it before, but he also has a lot of dandruff. He's always had a lot of dandruff. And I don't know if that's because, you know, he's got black fur, so it shows up more. Maybe all of my cats, for all I know, maybe Scout probably has a ton of dandruff. I just don't know. Cause most of her fur is white. But he has a bunch of it, and it's all on his back, all areas where he can't really reach to groom, you know? So, and I was like, I think I might have to take him in to get him groomed, or I'm going to have to give him a bath in the bathtub. And neither of those things appeal to me. He's, how old is he now? He's 11. He's 12 years old, something like that. He's never had a bath in his life. Most cats can get through their life without having a bath. So I thought, what am I going to do with Lincoln and his fur? Cause, you know, I was trying to like force a comb through him and you know, I'd just be petting him and just huge clumps of his undercoat would come off in my hand.
Oh my.
So finally I think I went on petco.com and I ordered a de-shedding brush. And then I just went over and picked it up. It was actually right there in the store. So all I had to do is order it online, go get it. That thing has saved me so much time and aggravation. That de-shedding brush works so great. I have to brush
new
him.
Favorite.
It is a new fave. And he will tolerate it. Not for too long. Sometimes I got to sneak up on him while he's sleeping. Because he doesn't necessarily enjoy being brushed. But I'll tell you what. First of all, it makes his coat so sleek and so soft. But also, I mean, it gets all that undercoat out. And it has really helped his dandruff as well. So he is a sleek, handsome boy now, thanks to the de-shedding brush. So if you've got a cat at home and you're like, I don't know, man, his fur is all kind of matted and gnarly, get a de-shedding brush. Do a specific search for a de-shedding brush because you can't just use any old brush. It's a special kind with special teeth that grab that undercoat out. It's so good. Highly recommended. And it's really solved all of Lincoln's problems and saved him a grooming. And saved
him
a
that's wonderful. You know, yay. I love Mr. President.
He's such a sweet
and
boy.
And on Halloween when he was the maitre d'. So sweet.
May
Maybe
I show you
think
the
of
wine
old
list.
Brother, where art thou?
He's an adorable boy.
Oh.
I love him dearly. You have a pet story this week.
And
well.
I have a pet story, too.
You've had more pet stories since Milo passed away.
Well, this is a pet story I don't want to talk about, but I will.
Okay.
Just because it is what it is. Yeah. And I started it on my outline by saying, me in armor. I seem to be getting so many likes and comments on Milo pictures from people I've never met. And oh, how they love him and his pics, and they want to be friends with me. And I know what that is.
Right, of course.
And, you know, the first time, I've been hacked like three times on Facebook in my life. And I'm sure the first time was somebody who had a friend in common with me, who was my sister's best friend. He said, oh, what a cute dog. What's his name? I was stupid enough to answer. And so I had to do the whole thing over again.
Right.
But then you, Miss Maven, told me, never do that again. And so, you know, I've gotten a couple more. But in the past 2 weeks, I didn't mention it last week because it was one. Mm-hmm. But now, like, three times, I've seen things come up on my feed. Old pictures of Milo.
Yeah.
And people are liking them and saying, I love your dog. I love your dog.
Don't be fooled.
And I'm ignoring them.
Yeah.
Because I know that's what you do. Okay. And still, you know, you told me you can block those people. But if I ignore them, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine too.
Yeah. Scammers using a dog to scam me.
Terrible.
And I have to say, if Milo hadn't been such a sweetheart, he would have growled and snapped at every single one.
That's right.
He would have said, but I'm still safe on Facebook, but hate those people.
Maybe after we're finished recording, maybe I will pop back into your computer real quick and I'll show you how you can put your posts on private. And then only the people who are already your friends will see them. Mm-hmm. That is maybe a useful thing for you to do. And we're nearly there. We're getting close, so close now to the end of the show.
So close.
We're just going to do our U rules.
Yep.
And here they are. My U rule this week is for Doug. We are
the dog,
et cetera. I was going to give my rule this week to Lincoln, my emotional support cat, but I'm going to give it to Doug, my emotional support human, instead. And I saw him down at the guild today and last week as well. And of course, every time I go to the guild, I just assume I will run into Doug because he's usually there, and he was today as well. And it's just lovely to see him, and, you know, he's just out doing his good works like he does, and we all love Doug. So, you rule, Doug. Thank you. Thank you for being you.
Yes, just be you, Doug.
Just be you, man. Yes. And who's your you rule, Beth?
Well, my you rule is for Todd the God.
Todd the God, all right.
My therapist at BetterHelp.com. I have to work on the bank.
That's right. you can do it. I have faith in you.
But the reason is because we've talked about this for a little while. And we've talked about Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving's coming up, and it's going to be held at Taylor and Allison's house.
Yeah.
And I will be going there for the first time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the lay of the land.
Right.
And when I first saw the house they bought, which is wonderful house.
Oh, yeah.
There just was a lot of yard around it.
Yes. Thought,
how in the hell am I going to get there? How am I going to go up there?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was talking about him with it, and he said, oh, it's okay. Try and find the picture and send it to me, and we'll find a way to do it. And so after that conversation, when I went out, I looked at the pictures again, and it just, everything changed. When I looked at the first picture on the Zillow page, there's a very big driveway, paved.
Yes.
And then they're very small, two cement steps, and one more up to the porch. I think I can do it.
Yeah, you can
I think I've got the lay of the land and I can go on Thanksgiving. I don't know what they want. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they don't want me to bring anything?
I mean, napkins
and paper plates.
Exactly.
You know, I could bring devil eggs if they like. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you catch a ride with Pat and Brian?
Well, I've got an offer from Pat and Brian and one from Charlie. I own a trailer.
Oh, that would be fun.
Who says we're going to go there? I will not let you miss this dinner.
Hell no, you're going to Thanksgiving. Right. God damn it.
And so it was learning that just made me so happy. And then he started that with me. He always starts conversations that I think about and finish and find out that I'm really not so bad.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I knew that. I knew that. Well, I'm glad that Todd has reinforced that with you, though. And that is our show this week, you guys. That is our Hucklebug. Who rules in your life? You know, what's going on with you guys? Why don't you tell us? Let us know in our comments if you'd be so kind. And then you'll get a shout out next week. What do you think about that? Pretty good, right?
And if you ever get a comment about your pet, let it go.
Just let it go, you guys. Just let it go. Yeah, don't, by all means, don't respond.
Well, they're smarter than I am, so.
No, not necessarily. Not everybody. Gang, thanks for listening to this year Hucklebug podcast. We'll talk to you again next week. Till that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to the Hucklebug, episode 714, which is also Joe Friday's batch number.
Bump, ba-dum, bump.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
We love you.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
Is that your Donald Trump impression?
It's the best episode ever. There will never be an episode better than this.